أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى. قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. فأتياه فقولا إنا رسولا ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم قد جئناك بآية من ربك والسلام على من اتبع الهدى. صدق الله العظيم. The last ayahs we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his ni'mats that he had bestowed upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded him to go to Fir'aun and to speak to Fir'aun with regards to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, invite him towards Allah. In response, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, together with him Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, both of them responded, قَالَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى. They responded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O our Lord, O our Rabb, certainly we fear that perhaps He may transgress upon us, O أَن يَطْغَى, or perhaps He may become arrogant. Here, both of these Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala express the khawf, they express the fear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look through the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, after he slept, that person, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, had obviously regretted. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this khawf, this fear in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Then we will find when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had come to know that he is in trouble and Fir'aun is going to set out a warrant of arrest against him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, again we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the fear that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had. And then we will find that when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was told to put the asa, to place the stick on the ground, again when that became a serpent, a snake, and it began to move towards Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was gripped with fear. And we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fear of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam at different points of his life. Now he was a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us is a natural emotion, it's a natural feeling that comes within even the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But that does not mean that a person should stop all one's task, or one should now want to retreat from this material world, or for that matter one will want to commit suicide. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us through life we are going to go through these various fears. But Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had left for us a very great lesson and a very great precedence, that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam continued, and he continued obeying and following the commandments of Allah. And that is a very, very important lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, يَا أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى, that perhaps he may transgress upon us, he may exceed the limits and the bounds that one would have normally set out when one deals with someone else. This was the natural fear that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had, bearing in mind, one, he grew up in the palace of Fir'aun, and secondly, there was previously a warrant of arrest against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response to his Nabi Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَا إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Three promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which obviously these great two Nabis of Allah had also known. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the reassurance, and it also shows us that from time to time we need to reassure people. What were those? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pacifies them saying, لَا تَخَافَا, both of you do not have any fear. In other words, move away from this position of fear. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا, certainly I am with the two of you. In other words, my my nusrat, my help is with you. That wherever you go, I will always be assisting you and I will be helping you. And any human knows that when Allah's help is with him, then obviously that gives strength to that individual. Secondly, asma'u, I listen. What would I listen to? I listen to everything, but here particularly, I would listen to what you say, how you say it, and secondly, I would listen to the response of Fir'aun. It will be futuh, I will be totally aware of it. And thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ara, and I see. I will see your response, I will see your da'wat, and also I will see the response of Fir'aun. So obviously, with the might and the strength of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, these two nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would set out now and they would invite Fir'aun. So here we learn some very, very important lessons, and the one lesson that we learn is that there was khawf, there was fear in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, which was total, natural, inherent human fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes from time to time. But we always saw that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam did not sit back, but he continued to fulfill the commandments of Allah, and in doing the work of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, Allah's nusrat also comes. Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala is totally aware, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and sees. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, wa la ilaha illa anta.